on Wednesday, a group of youth from the Buya community came and talk our people in the gardens. That was at 5 p.m. when people were leaving their farms home. So they came and attack our people. And then one in the attack, one of the community leader was shot dead.
It takes two to fight. Why are you blaming one group?
Well, they did not fight. They only came and attacked people when they were in the garden. When they were in the garden, so it was around 5 p.m. So as soon as when they were leaving the gardens, going home now, so they came under attack by this element from the Buya community.
Eastern Equatoria has a lot of small arms in the hands of civilians. Why are you singling out one group to have started the fighting?
Well, because I didn't blame them. I blame them in a sense that because they came and they attacked our people. So our people never went and attacked them. That is the issue.
Can you tell us what happened exactly?
Of course, the youth are not happy, and they are currently mourning the death of the youth leader. And our fear is that they might also, mobilize themselves to go and for revenge killing. This is something that we don't want. You know, that is why we are calling upon our state government to intervene so that our youth are encouraged not to go. But they should allow the government of the state to pursue the perpetrators until they are brought to books.
What are you doing to stop the youth from engaging in a revenge attack?
Of course, our role here as youth, we always depend on the support of the government, because we cannot take law into our hands. We normally, because we have the leaders, the youth leaders, and we have also the local government which are run by the local chiefs. So normally we listen from them. So now we have, been waiting that nobody should take law into his hands. We should wait for until the government of the state intervene, and we see what the outcomes is going to be.
What have you done to inform the state government about this situation, and what kind of intervention are you expecting from the state government?
Well, this is the jurisdiction under the head chiefs. So it is the head chief whose role is to inform the office of the governor and the relevant authority so that they came into picture of this.
What is the evidence or proof that the attackers are from Budi County?
Of course, in that very evening, people followed their footmark, but they were caught up by night. So in the following morning, our youth resume following the footmark until after the territory of Budi County. So this is a clear indication that these people come from a Budi community, particularly from the Buya community.
Many people in South Sudan are armed. Why are you accusing young people from Budi County?
We are consisting together with other neighboring communities, so we don't suspect them. They don't have a problem with us. Totally, and even when our youth followed the footmark of the perpetrators, so they entered the Budi County. So we cannot throw blame on other community that they are coming to come and maybe attack us because we have grudges with them. We have no grudges with any community at all, including even the Buya community.
Have you made your concerns to the authorities in Budi County about this attack?
That is why I said earlier that this is the role of the head chiefs with the relevant authority of the county. So they will be there to exercise this mandate so that the other side also they are informed. I'm quite sure by this time they might have been informed.
What are your next course of action?
Of course, currently we are waiting for the reaction of the state government to intervene into this case, because our role as Munyomiji youth, we don't always fight anyhow. We are always under self-defense, and we cannot be tempted by any group to launch attacks on us just without any problem. So we always on self-defense, and we are always coexisting together with other communities. We have any grudges with any community at this moment.